Twice a day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle! Hello, we are the King of the Podcastle. Rock and roll, hoochie-coo, it's Saturday night.
We're going to party like it's Saturday night.
2013.
Yeah, whatever. Episode 39.
God, this isn't
Let's Get Random is how it's gonna is what we're calling it because we don't have anything else. We're just gonna be completely random tonight.
This isn't another Mike and John show, is it?
It's gonna be. Yeah.
What's wrong with the Mike and John show?
Yeah. What's the Mike and Johnny show? with our producer Zach, of course, King Zach here, of course, producing. King Devin is out. He's got a show over at
what?
Side Splitters. Yeah, he's over at Side.
Devin's
Splitters.
Not here.
Oh, what happened?
Oh,
Side Splitters. He's at Side Splitters. Actually, you got to cut him some slack. Whenever we change the schedule and we're going to be doing it on Saturday night.
He's out doing comedy.
He's out doing comedy. He's over in Side Splitters in Tampa. He's opening for, God, I wish I could remember her name. But look her up. Go. Just look at what Side Splitters doing tonight. She's extremely smoking hot.
Yeah.
Hot redhead.
And she's funny?
Can you do a new tab and possibly look it up real
she's
quick?
She's a woman, so she can't be funny.
Oh, no.
That's not true.
Well, are you okay, John? What was with the yawning? Am I already boring you?
No, I'm just under the weather. I'm so sorry.
Holy moly.
Yeah, you should come lick my microphone after.
No. But awful. Devin's been out there since Thursday. He's got another show. He's got a show tonight and, of course, tomorrow night as well.
Let me tell you, what a fabulous website this is. Yeah, it's so like impressed.
So, there it is. April Macy, that's her name. April Macy, look at her. Holy
April God. Macy, sit on my facey.
In the words of my good friend Hatch, it looks like she could suck start a Harley.
Ooh, hey, I like that. I definitely like that. What was that? That's weird. Okay.
Oil leak.
An oil leak?
Yeah, it's from Harley. Yeah.
Gotcha. Sponsors. We need them. Oh, first, let me go ahead and pimp the show. Obviously, if you're listening to us live on Ustream.tv, that's awesome. Make sure that you go to check out our website, www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. We're at Facebook, and we have 370, ladies and gentlemen, likes. That's plenty. But it's not nearly enough.
No, man, come on.
We need way more. So,
like that
shit. So if you are listening to the show, whether from the website, from iTunes, from Stitcher, all of these places where you are the show is available.
Get on Facebook
and just like it. The reason why is because every week we're going to post something on there. We're going to let you know how you can listen live to the next broadcast. And, of course, we put other things on there as well. So Facebook is a big deal for us.
You know who's listening live right now, as always?
Who's that?
Espen!
What's going on?
Hey, Espen.
We have a new sponsor. I don't know if I told you about this, guys, but we do have a new sponsor.
We have a new sponsor?
Today's podcast is brought to you by the Afterbirth Buffet.
Yes!
You had me half excited for like 30 seconds.
The Afterbirth Buffet, come get full of yourself. What? It's great.
Jesus.
Serving up hot dishes like the Afterbirth Barbecue Sandwich.
Right. Placenta casserole.
The placenta pate is all there as well. And a little bit of baby soup is in there.
Baby soup?
I understand.
That's good.
You can find them in your downtown area. At the corner of Afterbirth Ave and Placenta Place.
Has the first segment just become about making Zach try to throw up?
What's wrong, Zach? It's all natural.
That is a sponsor. That is a sponsor. Yeah. Do not make fun of them.
They've got this new parsley and menstrual bisque.
Yes. Oh, man. I tried that. It was great.
Did you have it hot or cold?
I had it cold because I felt like that was the best way to have it. If you're gonna eat,
how you doing over there, Zach?
If you're gonna eat menstrual bisque, I gotta tell you,
you're gonna walk out of there with clown face.
When we get done with here, I'm gonna be headed over to Sleuth's tonight.
When we get done with here,
yeah, with this, what we got going on?
That's
here.
What you just said.
Is that bad? Is that not?
Yeah, when we get done really, with here,
it's not really proper English.
When we get done with here, I'm gonna go over there.
Pretty much exactly what just happened.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You get done with here.
I think I'm going to drag Zach along with me, by the way. He thinks he's not going. He says he's not going.
I'm really not going.
I don't know why. Why are you not going?
Because I'm sick and tired of Sleuth.
What? When was the last time you were there?
The last time I went was the last time I will go. I hate that place with a dirty.
What happened?
Wow.
What happened, Zach?
Nothing happened. It's just a mediocre time.
They didn't like your comedy, did they?
No one likes my comedy. I'm used to that.
Good point. So what do you plan to do then?
I don't know.
You're going to go over to Ronprov, aren't you? You fucking Ronprov dick sucker.
No, I was going to go to Ronprov, actually, but...
You want to come over to my house and change diapers?
No.
Come on, it looks like squash soup.
No, I'm going to go home, and I'm probably just going to go to bed. I'm going to pull a Mike Lee, and I'm going to go home and go to bed.
A squash soup? Hold on, what?
A diaper.
A squash soup.
It's what it looks like.
Like yellow and lumpy?
It's like a dark yellow color. He's holding his head, ladies and gentlemen. Zach is holding his head.
Oh, man, yeah. I love it.
Kid can fart. Oh, my God.
All right. We're going to talk about me for a minute because I love me and I want to talk about it. I need your advice.
No.
I met the girl of my dreams last
you
night.
You get done with hair.
When I get done with hair, I'm going to go over there and fuck there.
You met the girl of your dreams?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, how was my mom?
She was good. She was good. But that's not who I'm talking about. Oh. I already had her. Not really a girl of my dreams.
That bitch owes me money. Oh!
Sorry. But I had to go to this event last night where I had to get dressed up in a tux.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like a formal like black
tie. Wear a print tux t-shirt? Is that what you had on?
No.
Did you find an OU tux?
I didn't. And you know what? I hate getting dressed
up.
Well,
I saw the pictures and you look pretty damn spiffy.
Well, I appreciate that, you homo.
Did you pick pictures on your Facebook page?
There's one there. But I had to get all dressed up. And I actually did when I went to go rent the tux.
Yeah.
I went in and I told the guys, I was like, I hate this. Like, I cannot stand having to dress up in a tux. It just sucks for me. I don't know why. I just don't like it. But I was like, I will, since I'm already going to be uncomfortable anyway, why don't you hook me up with a powder blue tux with the ruffles, you know, underneath the shirt. You know, on the shirt or whatever.
Sure.
And unfortunately, they didn't have one. But I was ready to rock and roll. I was going to rock that. I was going to rock the powder blue. But I went to this event. It was awesome. And while I was there, I saw this girl.
Uh-huh.
Turns out her name's Jessie. But I saw her from across the room. She's wearing this golden dress. Unbelievably.
Yeah.
Unbelievably. I'm talking like up here was,
and
was a little tiny waist and the like grab it and bite it bottom. Awesome. Just totally smoking hot.
Did you ask her out? Did you say, get done with here and go there?
No, but I saw her from across the room. And so, of course, while I'm up on stage, we were hosting it.
From across the room.
So while I'm up on stage and saying stuff, I made a comment about the girl in the golden dress and blah, blah, blah.
You did? What did you say?
I can't remember exactly what it was. It was something like...
You're pretty!
No. It was some like snide comment or whatever. And I was like, especially the girl in the golden dress. So anyway, she saw me. I watched her to make sure she knew I was talking about her. And she giggled. You know, whatever. So I saw my opportunity when we were done. We came down off stage and we went over to the bar.
Yeah.
And we met at the bar at the exact same time. I think she planned it. She planned it. She planned it that way.
Why do I feel like this story's ending in a terrible punchline?
Yeah, it sounds like
it's going to go bad is what I'm saying.
Sounds like a Tom Hanks love story.
So I say, hey, what's going on?
Wilson!
I introduce myself. We talk. We have a great time. Laugh it up a little bit. And then she asked me to go dance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do? I don't dance. So I froze up and
said, go there.
Let me go check on Eric real fast first. And then I went over and I talked to my buddy Eric, who's been on the show. And she went to the
Eric
bathroom.
Eric sits and holds up the wall.
And then we left. Left in the middle of all of it. I've ruined my own evening.
Get done with
it. I ruined it. What's wrong with me?
So you just left. You didn't say, wait for her.
Didn't do any.
Go look for her.
I just
said,
left.
Get done with here, go there. None of that.
None of that happened. I just left.
Girl of your dreams.
And I thought she was amazing. And you know what? The funny thing is, you probably know who she is, Zach, because she used to work at Disney. But
yes, of all the 70,000 employees that work at Disney, I'm sure that's the one.
She worked in a lot of shows, though, so I figured you might have.
Do you know her name?
I do, but I'm not telling you. Because I don't want you to tell me anything bad about her. I want to remember her always as the perfect thing that she was.
I gotta know now.
But I left, man. What is
he
wrong
He already said
with
his, her name was Jessie.
Yeah, her name was Jessie. That's it. That's all I'm giving you.
No, which did I have Jessie's girl.
But what is wrong with me, man? I'm asking you guys for advice here. Why do I do that? What is up with me? Why am I a dumbass? Do all guys do stupid shit like that?
Yeah. But do you really, really want to have a relationship or not?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably not, but I really wanted to feel her bottom.
Oh, that's it? Well, why didn't you follow up with the
I don't know, man. I don't know what I was thinking, but she, I think she might have had a boyfriend. There was like this douchebag with a neck tattoo or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's possible that that
was
the
case. Did it say douchebag in cursive across his neck?
I think that anytime there's anything, any kind of ink in your skin that climbs above your collar, I don't know. It's basically universal language for douchebag.
It is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter what language you may try to be saying. Right. Like, you could say world peace on it, or I saved 10,000 children in Africa
or
last
coexist.
Year. Yeah, but it says, what it really says is douchebag.
Right.
Yeah. I don't
get
I mean,
done with here.
I don't know if it was this person or not, but if it was, I approve of this person.
No, it wasn't that person, okay. But I approve of that person.
What about that one?
No. Yeah. Sorry, no. But anyway, so that happened to me, and I just don't understand. And the boyfriend figure that was with her, I could tell that I was being too nice to her, maybe.
Right.
And you could tell that he like was dancing with other girls and stuff like that. But why do women dig douchebags?
Well, this is what you should have done.
You should have
complimented her and then kind of done something that was, you know, douchey.
Yeah, like what?
That is the loveliest dress I have ever seen. Where did you get that? Go fuck yourself. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't think honestly, like that's my game.
Your game is a douchebag?
You know that for a fact.
Well, yeah, but you see how that landed, how that ended for you.
Yeah, but I'm back on the game again, aren't I? Yeah.
Well, I guess that's true. He already has another girlfriend, so who am I? I don't know. It's just weird. But so that happened, you know, and I don't understand why if I'm being nice to a beautiful woman, she treats me like I'm nothing or whatever. But
honestly, though, new girl, one of her things is she says that one of the things she likes the most about me is that I give her crap right back. Like,
yeah.
That I don't put up with her crap. Like, I'm a dick to her.
That's well, yeah, you got to be a dick to him, I guess. I don't know. Open the door for him and smack him on the ass.
Yeah.
Girls,
get done with here.
Okay, girls like dicks.
Yes, I hope girls like dicks.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that is the idea, I guess. All right, let's move on from me. Obviously, you guys don't like my stories. Let's hear one of John's. John, how is...
They just don't end in anything eventful.
Well, I was trying to...
In fact, all your stories end the same.
They start with
something really interesting, and then it ends with, and then I went home.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to start a conversation with you, and then we have a conversation. That's what it's called, a conversation starter, but you guys obviously suck at that, so we'll move on to the next person. John, tell us your interesting story.
This is trailer talk, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, no, not yet. Not yet. I think we're talking just general stuff at first. You had a bunch of stuff going on downstairs that I thought maybe you could share with us.
He has poop problems? Like, he has trouble downstairs?
No. John's really tired lately because of everything that's going on. And so,
well, you know, I work a lot.
Oh, God. How difficult is that? I'm sorry. There's only one person in this room who doesn't work a lot. And he's sitting in the big chair.
No. I work my ass off. I'm working right now, buddy.
Are we on to me now? Or what's going on over here?
This is going so swimmingly. I hope that you guys are still here. I hope you haven't turned us off yet.
No
kidding.
God.
Go ahead. Go.
So, you know, I work a lot. And I've got a family at home.
Sure.
And I have a woman who stays at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes care of the home and the kids and the home and the kids. She texts me 5 million times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, you know, when I come home, it's like, hey, you're home. And I want to climb all over your face and stick my vagina in your face. And I love that. But I kind of want to relax for 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
So your problem is that you're oversexed?
I think that's maybe what it is. I don't know what's going on at home. You know, I think she's just over-kidded, you know, and she's getting a little cabin fever.
Uh-huh.
And then when I come home, it's just like, here is my vagina!
God!
I hope she listens.
I don't think she does.
She doesn't.
Go ahead. Go on.
So, you know, and I just want to relax.
Right.
You know? I just need some 5 fucking minutes to relax. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You know what that means? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the whole relax thing?
He just wants some relax.
Yeah.
You know, I used to
noisy in that house.
All I'm saying is I could understand why it's so difficult to come home to a clean, taken care of house to a woman who loves you and wants to have sex with you. That sounds awful.
I have to admit, you are bitching a little bit. But
I'm totally bitching, and I should shut the hell up.
But now, when I was dating Brittany for the longest time, the only girlfriend that I've had in the past 10 years.
Right.
But I was with her for 4 years, and I used to come to you with this exact same complaint.
Don't remember that, but okay.
I would come to you and say, man, I don't know what's going on, but she's like constantly wanting to do it. constantly wanted to do it. And I used to, and you used to say, "What's wrong with you?"
I know, and I always wanted to do it, you know. And I don't know. I think when you have kids, it just puts a different spin on things.
Why?
I don't know, because there's noise, and you just want quiet. When there's all the noise.
When you yell, lean away from the microphone.
Right. I'm sorry.
Killer. Yeah, it's killer. But I used to come to you with these exact same complaints.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's like almost like a sweet victory for me to hear you saying these things.
Right, because I used to call you like Nancy
and stuff.
Giant
Nancy
like that.
And all this stuff because you're like,
"You got this hot girl giving down the poon," and you're like, "I don't want it because I like to have penises in my mouth."
Exactly.
And I'm doing that now.
And now you're doing it.
But my thing is that I'm a crotchety old guy. You were just gay.
I wouldn't go that far. No.
Well, you did go that far, Nancy.
Oh, man.
So do you think everything's going to be all
Everything's
right?
Everything's fine.
Everything's going to be
okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you get a job and you're like, "Well, I don't like this about this job." And you go get another job and you're like, "Well, that's the other stuff doesn't happen here, but there's this other new stuff that I don't like." So you go get another job and it's a complete mess. So you finally figure out you get the right job and it might have a few things that aren't perfect, but you go, "This is pretty
there
awesome.
Might be too many hours, like that job.
Maybe
too many hours.
Sure, you know, like your salary or something.
I'm working overtime.
Yes.
Well, maybe you should just go and talk to her and tell her that. Just say, "Look, babe,
forget it.
No weenie. No wiener for you tonight.
No.
All right, we're gonna call that John's trailer talk. We're gonna move right into the next segment. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
It's gonna go right along the same lines. I'm having troubles because I can't find a woman. You're having troubles because you have too much woman. And I have Zach is just sitting back here laughing at both of us because he's perfectly happy in his little relationship.
Well, he just started his happy
I know, that's why it's great.
That's why
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Do you have any, any updates you want to give us? Like, I mean.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You haven't,
why not?
You haven't, like, you know.
Did she shave downstairs?
I'm not opening myself up for mockery on this podcast.
Did she shave? What? Come on.
What? No.
That's what we're here for.
Nope.
Yeah. She hasn't, pulled it down and there was a Furby in there or anything?
Yeah.
No.
She got any moles?
I want to know what a Furby is.
It's like a
little
Furby. Stuffed animal.
Yeah.
You know.
You're just implying that she doesn't shave.
Yeah,
she like shaves. She's got a 70s vagina.
70s vagina.
70s?
Yeah.
Man, big, it's got to be wrinkled by now if it's from the 70s.
isn't that his age?
Somewhere in there.
Aren't you born in the 70s, John?
I was born in the 70s.
Well, then,
you're fat and stupid. Shut up.
What? A personal insult.
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, my God. All right. This is kind of bad news right here, the story that I have.
Do you want to jump onto that? Because I will open myself up for mockery if you really want to.
No,
we don't have to, man. Next week.
We can move on.
Because I do have something to share.
All right, what is it?
If you're going to bring the pain, bring it. I want to hear it.
I had the best dinner of my life the other night.
Oh, my fucking God.
No, it was. And it has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with the place.
Oh, okay. Well, what is it?
It was, what's the name?
Great. This is going well.
It was a Victorian Albert's at Disney.
Victorian Albert's?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a fancy,
sounds like a pair of panties with a piercing through your penis.
Nope, means nothing.
No?
It is the most amount of money I've ever spent on a dinner ever, but I had Kobe beef and
Kobe beef is amazing.
It was a 3-hour dining experience.
Yeah.
And it was like 8 courses.
How much did you spend? How much was the tab? Yeah. No, wait, first tell us every course. Go all the way through everyone.
I couldn't.
Honestly, no, come on, you can.
No, okay, so I really don't know. It was like random. It started with, I don't remember.
Okay,
drunk because there was wine with every course.
We'll start at the beginning. You walk in, they say, you know, you're here for you and your date.
Yep.
Zach Boyd, here we go. And you go sit down.
Yep.
And they come to you, they get a drink order, right?
No, they just ask if you want what kind of water you'd like. And you
what?
Could do, you could do
what?
Regular still water.
Okay.
You could do a variety of sparkling waters.
Did you what was that first one? I'm sorry.
Regular still water.
Still water.
I thought you said stool water.
Yeah.
That's not
like,
any good.
That's bad. That tastes bad.
Okay, so they give you a variety of waters.
You could do a water tour of the world. They had tours of different waters from different parts of the world.
Seriously?
They sure did.
Who the hell wants to even do? Okay.
Yeah, I know. You drink the water from Mexico and you're crapping all over the place.
It makes the four last courses go down really quickly.
Perfect.
Right.
So you guys ended up ordering wine.
Yeah, and we got the wine package.
You got the wine package.
And we like sweet wine, so... we decided that, hey, can you make sweet wines? Which was a terrible, terrible choice.
Yeah, because it's too much sugar.
Oh, my God.
And you're trying to eat anyway, and your body's going, no, we don't need any more food.
It was great for, like, the first four. And then after that, it's like, ah, stop bringing me sweet things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you get your wine. You start drinking whatever. You're waiting for the first thing to come around. Now, do you order from a menu?
Yeah, they have, like, a menu broken up into courses. You might have, like, two or three options. So, like, I don't even remember what the first course was, but I think the second one was salad. And I got an octopus salad, and she got a...
Octopus salad. That's weird.
That is weird. Now, hold on. So you're moving ahead too fast. So you got the menu, and you ordered the first course.
Oh, and they have custom printed menus. The menus had our names on them, and hers had...
Seriously?
Hers had happy birthday because it was her birthday.
What?
How old is this chick, Zach?
She's 23 now.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've got your custom menus on here that have your name on it, and you look at it, and is there an appetizer section, an entree section, or is it like, here are the different packages that you can...
No, there's no packages. It's you sit there, and there's one menu. Now, you have the 8 courses or whatever ridiculous amount of courses it is.
Oh, so you don't get to choose. This is what we are serving
so
tonight.
So for the first course, there was no choice.
Okay.
The second course, there was maybe 2 choices.
Okay.
And the biggest one was the entree, I think, had 5 choices.
5 choices. Okay. So when you walk in, like, here's the things that we're serving tonight.
Yeah.
It's that kind
of... And there's different rooms. Restaurant. So, like, we were in the normal room, and then you could be... That was the only reservation this month, by the way, for this restaurant. This month at 9:15 at night.
Holy
moly. I reserved it.
That was the only one that was open.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
So that was in the... Then there's the next level up, which is an 11 course meal in some other room.
Right.
And then there's the chef's table, which God knows how much that costs.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you chose the 8 course menu or whatever. Okay.
I didn't have a choice. It literally was the only one available.
Oh, it was the only one available. Gotcha. So when you reserve it, you tell them, I'll do the 8 course, the 11 course, or the chef.
You pick your room, but
okay. So you go in, you do all 8 courses, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
I never thought there was something to it, but holy shit.
What was the dessert course?
I got, there were 2 soufflés, so I got a Grand Marnier soufflé. She got a Hawaiian chocolate souffle, and I also got a apple panna cotta.
Oh, you had to have an extra. I know.
I did.
Oh,
fatty. I did.
Fatty.
Okay, so you get done. It's been an excellent evening. You had unbelievable food. You get the tab, and how far did your jaw drop to the floor?
Oh, I prepped myself for it. I didn't even look. I'm like, oh, credit card.
Okay, so how much was it?
You want to guess?
I want to guess.
Okay, go for it.
$350.
Higher.
What?
As soon as he heard 3, he said higher. Now, hold on. Really? Higher than 350?
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding me.
Holy crap.
This is without tip.
Without tip.
No, come on. Gratuity's got to be included in this.
No.
No? Okay.
Wow.
450?
What? Wow. Sorry to be yelling in the microphone, but oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Nope. What is the point of this?
All right. Just tell us how much then.
I'm not going to Prince Albert's ever.
No.
Prince Albert. Whatever it's called.
Unless you lose your house and you just don't want to pay mortgage that much.
Right.
Just go. But how much? How much was it? How much was it? Just say.
If it's $1,000, I'm going to come over there and punch you.
It's not $1,000.
Because that's dumb.
How much? How much?
$690.
$690?
What?
It was easily the best money on food I've ever spent.
Wow.
No way.
And I've eaten in a lot, honestly, and I'm that snob who's eaten in a lot of really nice restaurants.
Yeah.
This was easily the best meal I've had in my entire life.
Now, this girl she works at Disney as well, right? She's just one of your, like, coworkers. Well, you guys don't work together.
So she knows of this place.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So she knows what this place costs.
Yeah.
Yes.
You better have gotten your dick and balls sucked.
That's what I was gonna ask. That was gonna be my next question.
Like,
when you
dick and balls in the mouth simultaneously.
Do you still have skin on your dick?
Yeah.
Because you most certainly should not.
You had better gotten your dick and balls sucked simultaneously and a rim job at the very same time.
Oh man, there better been some reach around going on, a little diddle of the A.
Yeah.
A pinch of the T's while it was going on. I mean, like, holy crap, man.
Yeah, yeah.
$700 on dinner? On dinner?
On dinner.
It was awesome.
I don't care how awesome it was.
In fact, it was so awesome, I would do it again tomorrow.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
You've got problems, man.
You want to take food. I'll blow you. You want to take me to dinner?
Yeah, but then I'd have to have dinner with you.
Hold on. You would give a beej for a $700 dinner?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. It's just a piece of skin. Big deal.
Yeah, it's a skin.
It's a really veiny clitoris.
Wow.
It's only gay if you like it.
Now, well, that's amazing. That's a very good story. Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on.
No, you have more questions?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, we never got an answer.
So what happened after you went home?
Was there any, like, extra whipping time? What happened?
I'm not, no.
Well, come on, you said you were opening yourself up here. Yeah, open yourself up.
The mockery was, you idiot, you spent that much on dinner.
You don't have to go into detail. I mean, I'm just going to safely assume that you got a rim job.
Well,
you don't have to say yes or no to that.
That's off limits.
Why?
No.
Why is that off limits?
That is disgusting.
I get rim jobs all the time.
We're well aware of that, Mr. Poo-Poo Castle.
No, there's no poo-poo involved.
You know, Is it
is your butthole involved?
Yeah.
There's poo-poo involved.
No, I clean my butthole before.
Do you clean it with
happens.
Bleach or 409? Do you spray a little bit up on there?
No,
and clean
I use
it off?
Soap.
No.
And a loofah.
After every time that you go to the poo-poo time, go soap it up?
Before I know that.
What if
you
there's a hot...
You plan your rim jobs.
Yeah, what if there's a... Yeah, no kidding. See, you're bringing up multiple points. You can't just calendar...
Why are we focusing on me now? Because we're talking about him. We know well about my sex life.
Yeah, but you're
you
saying
know I'm
that there's
a nasty
no,
bastard.
There's no poop involved.
Let's talk about Mr. Moneybags Food Boy over here.
All right, well, just clear your calendar out and make sure that you
I clear my colon, and then I get some business done.
All I have to say is I'd like to thank our sponsors, Audio Hog with 2Gs.com, because I'm owed a payout.
Do not try to change the subject. You got to go home
and do what happened, Zach?
There had to have been some candle lights or something.
Kenny G playing in the background?
Was there two hot Hawaiian chicks and nothing but like
it was
the
like
grass
a scene
skirt?
From Coming in from America?
Yeah, like with palm leaf fans.
Awesome.
Did you play whack-a-mole candles? With her milk makers?
Did she hire one of her friends to come over and fluff you to get you ready?
Yeah,
and
say,
then do her?
Yeah.
You guys need to start talking to her and giving her ideas. All of these are awesome.
Because I got to tell you, if I'm dropping $700, I want a friend over to fluff me first, and then we're going to have
and
sex.
And then I'm doing anal on you.
On Zach?
What? No, mean on the girl.
Oh,
you
yeah.
drop almost $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm getting some A.
Yeah. Now, see, that's true. Is that what it was all about? Was she's telling you no to the anal, and you were like, this is the only way that I can get it?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
If I drop almost a grand on food for you, I'm doing you in the bummer.
I will say that that's disgusting.
No, it's not.
I will say that
it's an even trade.
One of the conversations that night, because we throw shit back and forth, I was like, "You're an expensive little hooker." And she's like, "I'm not expensive. You're the one who wanted to come here.
Oh,
I would have been happy with Applebee's."
Golly.
Like, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Damn it. Oh man! All right. Well, let me ask you this. This will lead us into our next story, and we'll get off of you for a little while,
because apparently he didn't get off of her.
Hey-o. Sorry.
Wrong sound effect.
Wrong one. So do you think now that she's the one? Is that why you dropped $700 on her?
Wow. Why would we talk about that on the podcast?
Because it's going to lead us right. It's going to lead us right into this. She doesn't listen.
Yeah. God. She's in. Zach, you're not funny. you're a terrible stand-up comedian. You've never seen my comedy. You're still not funny.
Wow.
Yeah, she does.
Sounds
that.
Very supportive.
Isn't she though? No, she,
so, anyway,
she might
you,
be.
Are you thinking that she might be?
She might
yeah.
be.
John, do you think that you're with the one?
Yeah.
You think you're
I
with the
one? I have
a
baby with her.
Okay. Well, that doesn't necessarily
That's
mean.
That's true, yeah. but no.
That
yeah,
just means you don't know how to buy
condoms.
You know
Stephanie.
Yeah, I do. this is actually some bad news, but according to a new survey, only 28% of married women say that they are definitely with the one, quote unquote.
Wow.
31% say that they're definitely not with the one. They actually openly admit that they are not with
what
the one.
What was that other percentage?
31%.
These are married women.
Okay. These are married women, yeah, saying that.
Whores.
Men are actually much more likely to believe that they are with the one.
Right.
Actually,
well,
we're
because
we're dumb. Yeah, yeah. We're giant dumb fucks.
69% of men say they are definitely with the one. Almost three times as much as women, of
right.
course. Only 4% of married men say that they are not definitely not with the one.
Does it say if their wives were with them in the room when they answered the question?
No, but I would think that they probably were. On the bright side, though, 83% of women say that they would not cheat on their husband even if the one, quote unquote, came along.
Hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So that means that you're not going to get cheated on, Joe.
No, I don't. I honestly don't think Stephanie would ever do that. And I know for a fact that I would never do that to her.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in relationships in the past when I was a lot younger and I did cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been cheated on and I know how that feels and it really, 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 really sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does
so
suck.
So I'll never do that.
Do you actually believe, either one of you, in the concept of the one? Or do you think that it's just one of those things where you kind of meet somebody who's got the least amount of shit fucked up about them? And then you
it's
work.
It's a combination.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because that's what I used to believe in love and first sight, man. Like, well, like last night with this girl, this Jesse girl, I was like, oh my God, she's amazing. And I talked to her and she was funny and she was in entertainment and blah, blah, blah. So I was totally, you know, taken aback
by
her. But
she might be a wacko.
But she could totally be a wacko. But that's the thing. Like, I think I used to believe in love at first sight, but then I, you know, started dating people.
Right, and you get to know them,
and then you
like,
get to know.
You're
yeah,
crazy.
You're crazy. So now I'm starting to think it's more along the lines of you got to find like everybody's got their issues.
Yes,
you just got to find the person that has the least amount of issues,
right?
Or the,
that
at
can
least
put up with your crap
that can you can put up with. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Zach?
I don't think there's a specific one, but I think there's. You are so negative about it.
It's the least
amount of shit that I have to deal with is the one I want to go
I'm
with.
I'm totally jaded, man. I'm
kind of with him,
all
though,
into,
Zach.
Like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm with him, though. It's a matter of how much crap you could put up with.
You can deal with.
You're like, willing to put up with.
Like, for instance, John was dating a girl a while back that, like, used to be, like, overly jealous, like, constantly, like, oh, my God, who is that? What, blah, blah, blah,
who are you talking
right?
to? If I even picked up my phone, I'm cheating on
and
her.
I,
you know
and
what I mean?
And I was like, dude, get rid of her.
Because, and I tried many times. I would break up with her, and she would come to my house and not leave until I would talk to her, and then we would get back together because I'm an idiot. And then we would fight, and then... It was a complete mess.
But my point is like that's something like I would like I'm not going to put up with it. But some guys they can put up with it. That's just one of those things they're willing to deal with. What is it? What is this? You can't hold up four. It doesn't make any sense on radio.
4 years.
4 years of,
four
of
years
that
of me
exact
doing
thing.
That. Of yeah. me doing that.
See what I mean? So there's some things that some guys are willing to put up with that others won't.
Right.
And so I think that's what it is for each guy. You know, you find that woman that gives you the least amount of crap or at least the things, if there's something wrong with them, it's something that you can work past. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think there's a specific one, but I think some people just click.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that.
Okay. Yeah.
I would agree with that. So if let's say you John said that Stephanie you don't think would ever cheat on you.
Right.
And I would agree. I know Stephanie very well. I don't think she would either. But let's say that it just happened. Let's say you walked in on Stephanie hanging out banging some
oh,
guy.
Who's she banging? We should
let's make it more specific. It has to be somebody you know because the story that I'm about to tell you is in that area. So
really?
It has to be
what if it was John Q?
Yeah, okay, now John Q, this will be the first time that we've ever mentioned his name on the podcast, by the way. Last week he came in, he said like two words, and he was pissed. He was pissed because we've done all these episodes.
He
we've
said
never
two
actually...
words, and he was all raving about how he wanted to be on the show.
I know, and he said two words, and then I got a text message from him the next day, and he said, man, I sounded like a bitch on the podcast. I was like, dude, you didn't even say anything. Oh, no, what have you done?
I thought there was a rule of no farting in the studio.
Yeah, no
you
farting
you
in the studio.
You didn't let me take
dude.
A break. You just said no
oh, wait, hold on.
Podcast.
Wait. Take a whiff of that. That's a
holy
that's
God.
A $790 fart right there.
This is definitely.
Breathe that in.
Holy crap.
Just breathe that in.
Whoa, man.
Yeah.
That's bad, dude. You are not allowed to do that. You are
wow.
not you.
That's whoa. Horrible. That's
I'm
coming
trying,
over here.
I'm
quit
trying,
wafting.
No, I'm trying to get.
That is
open
bad.
The door
is open.
Open it all the way.
This is payback for baby talk with John Donovan.
No,
your insides smell bad, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what they put in that food at that restaurant.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
You
got to
go get a checkup.
Wow, man. I smell cancer. So if you walked in on Stephanie having
with John Q,
only because just somebody that you know, let's just say it was a friend of yours from back home.
No, I like John Q. Let's do John Q.
Because John Q is Mr. Fuck.
Yes, he is. Okay,
like, he'll put his dick
going
in
at it.
But it's different because you know that he's Mr. Fuck. Let's just say that it's a random friend.
No, I think
that
adds
know.
The imagery. Just him totally railing her.
All right. Okay. Fine. It doesn't matter. What would you do? That's the question. What would you do?
I have an aluminum baseball bat in the closet, and I would go to town.
Who would you go to town on, her or him?
Both.
Really? Both of them?
Oh,
just
yeah.
done. Oh, man. All over. Both of them.
I'd go straight to jail.
Would you blame yourself at all?
Probably eventually.
Eventually? For taking the bat? What about you, Zach?
Not in the moment.
Not in the moment.
In the moment? Fuck you, I'm out.
You just get up and leave? Well, that's not what this guy did.
All right.
What happened?
This happened actually on Monday. A man in Chicago came home and found his girlfriend having sex with another guy, somebody that he knew.
Yeah.
So he knocked the guy out.
Uh-huh.
Then he used his Bic lighter.
Uh-huh.
And set the guy's genitalia on fire.
Wow.
What? Yeah. The guy escaped and ran to a laundromat where police found him applying Vaseline to his burnt junk. Mm. He was hospitalized. So far, no arrests have been made.
Wow. What is, last week, we had a story about some guy's balls getting blowtorched. What is with people?
Oh, I don't know. What's up with the fireballs?
Well, it's a sensitive area.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Fireballs.
Yeah. I don't. You guys planning on getting married? Both of you, I know. Eventually, one day, me not so much. But I do have a story here that says, according to this study, your high school yearbook photo can actually predict whether or not you'll get divorced.
What?
What?
Yeah. Researchers found that the people who didn't smile were 5 times more likely to wind up divorced than people who smiled the biggest. The theory here is, of course, that the people who smile bigger are happier.
And they think positive.
They think positive, exactly. excuse me. But also, they're more obedient.
Really?
So that makes you more relationship friendly because not only are you
happy, more easygoing. You're like, okay, whatever.
Fine, whatever. Yeah, smack my balls, light them on fire. It's fine. And both of those traits can also, of course, lead to a happier marriage. So did you smile in your yearbook photo, John?
I don't remember, man.
No?
Yeah.
I totally remember my yearbook photo.
Did you smile?
I was a smiling fool. Yeah, with pimples and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
I was a happy guy.
You were?
Yeah. I mean,
you were an angry kid.
I was angry, but out of all my angry friends, I was the happiest.
You were that. What about you, Zach? Did you smile in your yearbook photo?
They make you smile.
They do?
Yeah.
No, mine, they would let me make faces if I
wanted
to.
No, I was.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
Oh, dude. I would have totally done it, too.
Yeah, yeah. So you had to smile.
No, yeah, because there was a point in my life where I was going through a little bit of a emo punk stage.
Oh boy!
And I didn't want to smile, and they made me effing smile.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bunch of Nazis!
Now, say anything if you did make like a goofy face?
Uh huh.
What's the marital statistic on that one?
I don't know. Let me hold on. I threw the page down already. Hold on a second. Let me see if it says anything on here. People who didn't smile at all were 5 times more likely to get divorced at some point in their lives compared to the people who smiled the biggest. Matthew Hertenstein is the psychology professor at DePaul University in Indiana. He just released a book that was called The Tell that digs into the study, and he has 2 theories. One is that people who are naturally happy and smiling go on to have a happier marriage. The second is that people who smiled big when a photographer told them to are naturally more obedient. That's all it says on there.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about it. But I made goofy faces for my driver's license.
Sure.
Photo.
Yeah,
you see
yeah.
me. I've never even been in a relationship that lasted longer than 4 years.
Right.
So I guess that's your study right there.
Okay, gotcha.
Goofy faces don't get married.
Right.
Good story.
Okay, very sad.
Thanks. Great.
Lonely.
Whatever.
I'm so lonely with my goofy
Now, you were talking earlier, John, about how much Stephanie wants to jump up and down on your do-it-stick.
Yeah.
And you can't appreciate that anymore.
You've
just gotten too old, and your sex drive has gone away.
I don't know if it's
not
that.
Really attracted There's to a, women no. so much. But for some reason,
what
men
the hell?
Are starting
Shut to... up. What? No. See, that's where you're wrong.
No, that's what you were saying, wasn't it?
You're trying to reflect your own beliefs onto me, and that's not true. No, there's just a lot going on in my house.
Yeah.
You know, and she's home with the kids.
Right, right.
And then I come home with my hunky manliness, and she's like, I want to do it with you right now.
Ooh. Well, yes. You know, it could have something to do with the seasons. It could.
You think?
Yeah. What are you guys thinking? This study here says that men are actually more attracted to women in the wintertime.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Because they're warm.
Yeah.
Why?
They're warm. You know.
Summer's hot.
Summer's hot.
But
get off me. I'm sweating.
I want to go on the boat. I want to do fun things in the summer. Yeah. Winter, I'm bored, so I'm going to F you. So,
I hear you. But
so there's nothing to do in the winter other than shovel snow and figure out get women to F you.
I've got a different theory, but I'm digging yours, though. I don't think you're wrong.
And you need them around in the wintertime because the holidays are then and you need them to cook dinner.
That's true, yes. My theory is this. This study is saying that women are more attractive. Men find women more attractive during the winter. And the reason why I think that is, in the summertime, there's like no clothes, basically. I mean, they're wearing the skimpy tank tops, going out to the beach wearing the bikinis, you know? And that shows off flaws.
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, they're wearing... No, I'm just saying. No, and hold on now, Zach. You're shaking your head at me over there. Now, there are, of course, those women that are like, you know, perfect bodies. They work out. And, of course, they look great in a bikini.
Sure.
But then there are other ones that, you know, may not have a little bit of extra, like a little love handle or something. Or they might have a little cellulite, you know, at the bottom
of
their butt.
Or like a big mole on their back that looks like Belize or something. Yeah.
Like Belize? What's with these moles today?
No,
here's the thing. You bring moles. That up, and you're the person who picks apart every little detail.
I do. Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. So if you're looking
hold on. I'm sorry.
Let me finish my point. So you're looking at a picture, like, say, up here of the calendar that we have
in the
studio.
That's airbrushed, though.
But we're looking at a picture of these women that are posing for this Hooters calendar, and they are perfect. I mean, according to that photo, they are perfect-bodied women. Then you have Miss So-and-so, who's not quite so perfect. She's still very pretty, but not quite as perfect, especially not as much as them.
Sure.
You see them in a bikini. Which one are you going to say, oh, who's the hottie? You look at the calendar and go, woman's obviously more attractive.
Uh-huh.
Now you put those same two women up against each other in the exact same winter outfit where it's like tight jeans and maybe some of those high boots, those snow-style boots, a little scarf or like furry scarf. And they're both
wrapped up like the Michelin man. And
that's
for me.
And you're like, they're both very attractive women. And what I'm saying is that it hides their flaws. That's my point.
Okay.
And so you're not able to differentiate. So you're more attracted to more different women during the winter.
Okay.
Does that not make sense to you?
Yeah, I could see somebody thinking that way.
You don't agree, Zach. Zach is just over there shaking his head. Get done with here. Go there.
I don't like plastic. I don't like the plastic women. I don't like the bubbly pop. I don't like it. If one of the girls on that calendar walked up to me, I wouldn't be interested.
That's definitely not true. I know it to be true. I know for a fact that that's not true. There's no way that girl right there on that calendar, obviously you at home can't hear this or see this, but she is...
It's a Hooters calendar.
It's a Hooters calendar.
They're all perfect. You've seen them. You've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. And if that woman walked up to you in that outfit and said, Zach, please, I really need to get laid tonight, and I really want to have sex with you.
I got news for you. If a 70-year-old woman walked up to me and said that, there would be the same reaction. Let's fucking go.
Oh, my God. No.
So you didn't get any the other night?
Was I with a 70-year-old woman the other night? I'm confused.
No, but you were with somebody that you spent almost $1,000 on dinner, and if you didn't get laid, you are gay.
He's not going to let that go at all. No. He's going to stick on that with you, and he's going to stick on the get done with here.
Get done with here.
For me. All night long. Holy crap.
All night long.
All right. We're going to move on again here. If you could travel through time, if you were able to do time travel.
Yeah.
This is just a little fun, little stupid thing.
Yeah.
Who would you have sex with?
I know.
Who?
There's two people.
All right. Bring it.
Okay. It would be... shit, what's her name? She was in Blue Lagoon.
Brooke Shields.
Yes.
Yes.
In that movie.
I would want to have sex with her from the Blue Lagoon.
Yes.
I know she was only 16 then, so...
That's fine.
Yeah, but, you know, it was okay
when that
back
movie
then.
Came out, I was like six. So whatever. And Olivia Newton-John in Grease when she put all the greaser shit on. With the tight leather.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know who I would want to go get with? It would be, I don't even know her name. I just remember from the movie poster, like Before Time or whatever, and she has the leather skin bikini on. You know what I'm talking? It was like a caveman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a very, very, I want to say.
Ringo Starr was in it.
Yeah. I want to say that in the movie Shawshank Redemption, it was the girl that he had the.
You're talking about, yes, I know who you're talking about.
Come on, man. This is a famous picture.
I know.
She's wearing this bikini and she's supposed to be like a cave girl.
It's not Greta Garbo, but like.
But she looks hot.
Yes.
And that was from the 70s, but that is a hot 70s woman.
Right, and she's
it's
all.
It's not like the hot 70s.
I am cave woman.
Yeah, it's not like the hot 70s vagina that Zach was dealing with last
night.
Right. God damn. What? I'm sorry. It's fine. Who would you go back and
I don't know. I've been trying to think of this question.
Is there nobody from the past that you've looked at and went, man, she's hot, and then you saw her today and you were like, ooh, boy, she was hot back then.
I can't pull any. I'm bad with like people's names and
You know who's hot still? You remember Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science?
Oh yeah.
She was gorgeous in that movie, and I did a horror film anime Comic-Con type thing a couple of years ago, and she was there, and she's aged, and she was still gorgeous.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Speaking of Carrie Fisher.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
No.
No, not now, but
oh, but yes. Yeah,
you travel back in time. That's right. The whole idea. You're having
now fun. She looks like Cher's daughter.
She does. It looks really bad. What about Demi Moore? Now, I know Demi Moore is still hot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but back
but
in
like,
the day?
Like when she was on Ghost with Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Oh, if we're talking God. About people who are still hot and we need to go back, Halle Berry.
Well, yeah. Halle Berry. But Halle Berry is like, I don't know. She's even, to me, is more hot than Demi Moore is comparatively as far as hot than hot.
You ever
now.
See the movie Monsters Ball?
Oh.
She, you see her getting.
You don't even want to know how many times I yoinked off to that scene.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Rewind, watch Billy Bob Thornton just run the shit out of her.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
He was looking at Billy Bob's ass.
Yeah. I was imagining him drinking my blood.
Mm-hmm. He was looking at his monster ball.
No.
Like
that's
them French fried.
Anybody else? Anybody else you can think of that was hot back in the day that you totally want to sleep with?
Yeah.
I'll still sleep with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. No, but I saw We're the Millers the other night. I watched it.
Uh-huh.
Man, she's getting old.
It's all right.
Because
she's
aging terrible,
well.
In Horrible Bosses, she was amazing.
Oh, yes, in Horrible Bosses. But in We're the Millers, she was totally hot in her striptease scene. I thought that was great. But just like in the normal acting scenes, just your normal scenes, I was looking at her going, ooh, man.
Yeah.
Poor Jennifer Aniston. Huh. Yeah, she's getting up there. Her chin's getting pointier and her lips seem to be getting thinner and thinner every year.
You know what I think might be interesting? Sharon Osbourne before she got with Ozzy.
Really?
But she's got that voice. Hello,
oh,
Ozzy.
God, I love that.
No. You do?
Oh, I love British
accents.
I'd have
to choke her.
The only accent I love more than British is Australian.
Oh, well, yes, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But it's not the accent.
Only need American
the
accents.
Voice.
We only come
American.
Even when they're from Boston, that's a little un-American.
Well, there is a list here of some people that others would have sex with. Would
okay.
you want to hear
like there's thing? A percentage like
yeah Marlon Brando was number two.
That's a guy.
Yeah I know this. He's is this was asked of everybody.
Okay.
It wasn't just guys. Well, we are just guys.
I'm not interested in what women think.
Oh and I should have said this one because I was totally thinking it, but Eve, the very first woman, you go back and have sex with Adam and Eve.
Yeah,
why not? That means everybody in the world is related to you now.
Everybody in the world is related to you in theory.
In that
no
theory.
no but you're all my children. Now go make me a sandwich, and you be quiet and go to your room.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what if she was like a hairy ape woman with like, you know, teeth?
Oh, man. Every once in a while, a nice hairy giant twat is
good. No, stop it.
No good?
There's the lady across the street.
No, stop it.
Yeah. There's that Panamanian lady across the street. She's probably got a bush from hell.
You don't think that every once in a while, just finding one of those nice hairy like
no,
vaginas?
Because when I lived in Jersey before I came down here, I rekindled an old flame for like at night, and she still grooms as if it was 1985. If you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah.
I actually have to admit, too much is too much, but, you know, a little
like
bit
I took her panties
there.
Down. There was Bush and a DeLorean, Michael J. Fox. It was horrible.
Boo him.
Wow. Other people who made the list, we'll just do the ladies since we're the men. But Kim Kardashian before the sex tape.
No, never. No.
But they're saying before the sex tape.
No. I wouldn't fuck her with your dick. No.
Wow. Okay. How about Oprah, just to conceive with her right before she got big.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what even when you say got big, which got big are we talking about in Oprah's life?
Boy,
talking
I don't
about
know. It doesn't
like
say
rich big or when she got physically big?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay, whatever.
How about Helen of Troy? Just to see what all the fuss was about.
Okay.
And for that matter, Cleopatra. I mean, come on. She's supposed to be the most beautiful girl in the world.
She probably is real sandy down there, though.
Here's a funny one. Eva Braun, just to say F you to Hitler.
Yes. Yep. Hey, do you think her butthole was puckered like a swastika?
Oh,
Jesus.
My God. I hope that it was. I actually hope that it was.
Uh-huh.
I actually heard it look like Mark Viola's face.
Damn.
Wow. Holy crap.
No.
I'm going to promote this podcast on his webpage. Here's some scientific evidence. Now, we're going to move into some ridiculous news. We talked enough about relationships and women, all
right? Gotcha.
So let's move into some more serious stuff. I've got some scientific evidence here that actually explains why what just happened a few minutes ago happened.
We had firsthand experience.
Firsthand experience of the SBD, which is the silent but deadly. Nobody heard it happen.
But
Zach definitely let it
and
go.
And it was horrible.
And it was absolutely... I hate those that are like that, exactly like his, where it smells like dirt.
Right.
It almost feels like the oxygen in the room is being depleted.
I now know what the people of Chernobyl went through.
Exactly. Exactly. Because
that was bad.
But here's the reason why it's happening. This is science. This is science.
Sorry. Rob Reagan says Phoebe Cates, whoever that is.
Yes.
Hey, Phoebe. Hey,
Phoebe
Rob
Cates.
Reagan,
you guys know who that is?
Oh, that is a good one. Phoebe Cates. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Uh-huh.
God, what else did she do? But in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there's the scene where the brother is spanking it to while she's in the pool, and he imagines her taking her top off.
Yeah, so yeah.
We get to see her take her top off.
Yes,
of
course.
It's awesome. And then she walks into the bathroom on him while he is roughing up the suspect, and it's very embarrassing.
Wow. Phoebe Cates. Yes, that's a good one, Rob. Thank you. But we're moving on.
We're
into science now, and this is why SBDs smell so badly.
Okay.
But it's because your gas is releasing two things. One, it's the air that you swallowed, and two, sulfur. And the sulfur comes from bacteria that's eating up the food that you ate that was not fully digested. So this is like the natural bacteria that's in here. Uh-huh. The air you've swallowed turns into odorless gas like your nitrogen, your hydrogen, carbon dioxide. Those are what lead to the size of your flatulence.
Really?
Yes. The bigger the size, of course, the louder that they are.
So if you suck in a lot of air, you swallow it. And big, loud farts
and don't
it.
Burp. Don't burp. You know how to burp on command?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us an example. Exactly. There you go. You know how to do that on command.
Yeah.
So
I can't do that with my butthole, though.
No, but, girls can do it down there.
No, they cannot.
They can do it with their front parts.
Yes, they can.
No, they cannot.
Some of them can.
That is not true.
It is true.
I've seen it firsthand.
You are filling my head full of lies.
No, we're trying to tell you they fill their vaginas full of air and then they go flubba dubba dubba. True.
That is not true.
Yeah.
No. You're telling me that girls can lean back and open up the holiest of holies?
Yeah, because they've got muscles in there.
And suck in air?
Suck in some air.
And then push it back out as a queefish.
Snuffle up, I guess. Out their front hole.
Queen Laquifa.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not. No.
Yes.
I can't believe that. I'm finding it very
hard. How do you think
believe.
The girls with the ping pongs and all that, you've seen that?
They don't actually do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they do.
That's a South Park cartoon.
No,
sir.
It's
not.
There is no such thing as the ping pong game.
Yep.
It doesn't actually happen. No. No.
Those chicks will kick your ass at beer pong. Because you will not use those.
You do not want to drink the beer that ping pong ball lands in, though.
I might.
Oh, my God.
It tastes very good.
Anyway, the indigestible food that makes its way into your colon gets broken down, and the sulfur is what's left behind. And that, of course, is what causes the smelly farts.
Uh-huh.
So Zach has
a lot of sulfur in his colon right now.
Yes, he does. He's got a lot of silent gas, which is just highly concentrated sulfur, and it's not diluted with odorless gases, and that's why it smelled so bad. It was so terrible.
It was pretty bad, folks.
It was really bad. Now, I happen to know a little bit of information that's not in this
story. I have a skin rash currently ever since he farted, and I believe that is directly related.
But the truth of the matter is, you know how you can light a fart on fire? I know that
you and I have done that.
A stinky fart.
Yeah.
Cannot be lit on fire. It's the odorless ones because that's where the methane is in your body.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The odorless one. You know, methane gas doesn't have any odor. They have to actually add that odor to it so you know when there's a gas leak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So methane gas has no odor. Huh. You can light those. Your farts that don't stink are flammable.
Huh.
The ones that do stink, like Zach's here.
No flame.
Yeah. No flammable.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So on that same note, you guys know all these photo trends like planking, and there was Vadering for a little while.
Right.
Which is one of my favorites, the Vadering. There's a new one out. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. The newest one is when you're out walking your dog.
Yeah.
You snap a picture of it taking a poop.
Sure.
And then you add all of the Instagram effects onto it, put a frame around it, make it look really artsy.
Yeah.
And post it on Facebook or whatever, Instagram, whatnot.
Okay.
That's the newest trend.
I like it.
So I say after the show is over, we take Buster outside for a nice long walk and try to get a really good Kings of the Podcastle dog poop photo.
That's okay.
Dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
It is. People come up with the stupidest thing. And you know what's funny to me is that actually that one guy who did that the first time and thought it was funny, like, you know, I am sick of all these Instagram photos with all of their cool effects and making crap look
artsy.
I'm going
to do something really retarded.
I'm
going to
do something stupid. Here's
and
a picture.
Caught on.
And then somebody else saw it and was like, that's genius.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And everybody, and then it just becomes a trend. So, right
oh,
now.
You did that? I want you to do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's you.
Why do you think when Jackass came on MTV, all these people were doing all that stuff?
yeah,
people
exactly.
were trying to sue MTV.
Well, they always told you, don't do that. Don't do it at home. But this one we can do at home, and we won't get sued, I don't think. All right, it's time to put the wraps on the big program here. We've only got about 5 minutes left, but I'm going to end it with good news.
What is it?
The good news is a 13-year-old orphan in Ghana named Esinam, Esinam, I guess. She needs surgery to correct a horrible facial deformity.
Was that from a penis?
I don't know. That's why I thought this would be a good one. I knew you guys were going to rip on it. So 9 months ago, her orphanage started a campaign to raise some money, but by last week, they'd only raised about $130. Then someone posted her story on Tumblr, and in less than a week, donations have reached over $10,000, which is the cost of the surgery.
Uh-huh.
The operation is actually going to happen November 28th, which is, of course, Thanksgiving.
Well, so that's very nice.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
So what's wrong with her face?
I don't know. It's got some kind of a deformity on it.
She got like a dead baby attached to her face?
I don't know what the deformity is.
She got a pair of balls.
I'm trying to tell you a nice, clean story.
That's very nice.
Wait, where is she from?
Ghana.
Isn't that part of the world where they just cover their faces anyway?
I don't know.
It might be, or that's the part of the world where they're like, "Dad, you live next door to me. I will kill you."
Or F you in the face, and that's how that happened.
Right.
Do you think that happens, like, if you sex with a pregnant woman too far into her pregnancy?
Nope. I will say from firsthand, no.
Well, you don't know that you were hitting your daughter's face. I mean, your daughter could grow up and have a really loose pussy at this point.
Wow.
Oh, my
I just
God.
I don't know how to take that.
I don't either. I'm going to end the show on that. There you go. There it is. Holy moly. Wow. They say, you know, there was that song a while back. I think it was Two Live Crew, Pregnant Pussy is the Best You Can Get.
Yeah. Fucking, it's pretty good.
Fucking the bitch while the baby sucks your dick.
Okay. No,
that was
so
their
much.
Song.
Right.
That was not me.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Episode 39. Let's get random. I felt like it was pretty random. No breaks today. Straight through. I like that. Sorry that King Devin couldn't make it tonight. Of course, he's over at Side Splitters in Tampa. He's hosting for Miss April Macy, which is a very funny comic. Obviously, you can't catch it tonight, but you could possibly catch a show tomorrow night. I'll be over at Sluice tonight at 10 o'clock and a bunch of other stuff coming up. Hopefully, we'll have more details for you on the next episode. Have a great night. Make sure you check us out. Kings of the Posse.
Wheelhouse Company.
Well, kingsofthepodcastle.com. Yes, Wheelhouse is coming up next Friday. Where open mic starts at 8 o'clock next Friday at the Wheelhouse in Davenport. Check us out on Facebook. Please go there. Like us. Tell all your friends. Facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. Check us out at the website. Like us on iTunes. Subscribe. Give us a review. Let us know what you think. Have a great night. Okay, bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth.
No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. this really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And
it's
then
a dookie bean.
What? I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about it.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.